Hello, this girl is on fire about calcium bentonite clay. How about you? Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm excited to be here today with you, coming live through teleseminar. We already have some questions in queue, and I love it when that happens. So let's go with them and see what we have today. For those new listeners, this program is about answering your questions about calcium bentonite clay. And I am Perrier, author of the Living Clay book. I've been studying it for over a decade and still fascinated. Okay, Robert from Central New Jersey, what's the best way to kill parasites using clay or any other health items? Well, I can't speak to any other health items. I can't speak to clay. Drinking the clay, and you want to start with like 2 ounces twice a day. This goes for like 21 days. This gives the parasite eggs time to hatch out to get to the larvae stage where they can be drawn to the clay and carried out of the body as well. So you want to keep taking it for that long period of time to get rid of the adults. Now, clay does not kill the parasites. They are attracted to the parasites, they let go of the host, and they're carried out of the body in the feces. One of the best testimonials we had was the lady that had a new pup that was 6 weeks old, and she had been giving the pup clay since it was born in its food. And when she took it to the vet, you know, they automatically check the fecal sample for parasites, and the vet said, I have never seen any kind of animal, newborn animal, that didn't have parasites, and I can't find any parasites in this puppy. And she told him she'd been giving it clay. I had another gentleman who said he had old lethargic cats that just laid around and slept, no energy. He started giving them clay, and in 3 days he noticed little white things in their stool, the parasites coming out. He also noticed that the cats had more energy and they were playing and jumping around like frisky kittens. So when we get rid of those parasites, we have more energy. So clay does not kill them. It simply eliminates them from the body. Thank you for that question. All right, Caroline and Charlotte, can it cure dysbiosis of the gut? Now, I looked up dysbiosis, and let me get over here and see what it says on the internet about it. It says it refers to a condition of microbial imbalances outside the body, but it says it's most prominent in the digestive tract. Or on the skin. So it can be on the skin or in the digestive tract, different places. Clay is about balance, and if it's a bad bacteria, a positive charge, it's drawn to the clay. The clay captures it and carries it out of the body. Only does that in the digestive tract. When you take clay internally, it works from the mouth south. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream, and that's why we have clay baths to take out inflammation and detox heavy metals and pull toxins out of the body. Now, she also said, can it heal leaky gut? Well, according to my friend Jim Davis, when you come to visit me, you're almost always offered a little shot glass of clay. And Jim came over the other day, and I gave him a shot glass of clay, and he called me later and said, I want you to know I've had leaky gut syndrome all my life. I have had irritable bowel and leaky gut, and it has caused a lot of problems. And I took that one shot of clay, and I got home, and I had no pain in my gut. Everything seemed to balance itself. And I waited to see how long it would last, and it lasted 2 weeks before I had any symptoms again. I've ordered my clay and began taking it. So, yes, clay can heal and repair any tears in the gut, ulcers, ulcerated condition, takes the inflammation out of polyps that are in there. We get, but when you get those little olives in there and they get seeds in there and they become inflamed, when you apply clay to something that's inflamed and heat and feverish, anything that has itis with it means it's inflamed. You put the clay on it and it draws out the heat. It literally takes the heat away. And so, yes, I would definitely take it for those. Christine in Iowa, Charlton, Iowa. How much clay would I use to give my four-month-old son a detox bath, and how often would you recommend giving him a detox bath? Well, Christine, I would say it would depend on what are you detoxing him from. A four-month-old should not be very toxic unless you know he's been exposed to something. But just in prevention, a four-month-old, you probably have him in a small little round tub that you bathe him in. For something like that, a half a cup of clay is plenty, maybe even a fourth of a cup. Mix your clay with water, get it in a liquid solution, and add it to the bath. And take a little cup and keep pouring it over him, put it on a wash rag, and keep it over his body as much as you can. I have some people that give their children, they have autism, they give them 3 clay baths a week. It just depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So if you would like to call me or email me and give me more information, I'll be glad to help you with that. My email is perrya@austin.rr.com. So anybody that wants to ask a private question can contact me that way. Marilyn in Naperville, can you take vitamins with liquid clay? Also, I just fractured my wrist and have a cast on it. Anything that clay can help with now or after the cast is off? Yes, you can. People like to take them about an hour away just for safety. I get up, take my vitamins in the morning, and then I jump in the shower, and I do my hair and my makeup and get dressed, and it's probably 45 minutes to an hour before I go in the kitchen and have my clay. It's only looking for a positive charge. It's not really after minerals and supplements. It's looking for the bad bacteria, the out-of-control infections, and it goes to the highest concentration of infection first to start cleaning out. Can it help with a fractured wrist? I wish you had a splint on it because we could definitely heal it. I've healed 2 fractured wrists in 3 weeks' time. Because they had a splint, we were able to put a clay poultice, the thick clay mud, completely around the wrist, wrap it in saran wrap, and put the splint back on. And they left it on day and night. Alternating morning and night, and then you can leave it, off a little bit and expose it to air. I have heard, this is third party, no one has told me this, take a Ziploc bag with the dry powdered clay in it, and lay it over the cast right where the break is. Try to get it all the way around bottom and top, and just let it sit there while you're watching TV, or if you're sitting during the day and not using your hand. So that, I would love to know for sure if that works. I've heard it will speed the healing process. The problem is they're going to wait the 3 months to take the cast off, so they probably won't know if it's healed until they do that. It really does help speed healing and mend bones. So if you have to wait until it's after you take the cast off, generally when you take the cast off, no one tells you this, but I broke an ankle one time. They put a cast on when I took it off. The skin underneath was kind of rotten and smelled and rolled up, and ugh, it was horrible. That's where clay will really come in. When you take it off, your skin's going to be white. It hadn't seen the light of day. Put clay on, let it dry, wash it gently, exfoliating that dead skin off, and it's also going to help if you had to have surgery to go in and set the bones. If there's any stitches or thing, it's going to help heal the incision. It'll help take out inflammation and swelling. Generally, when you take a cast off, there's still swelling there from lack of use and everything. So put the clay mask on. You can, at night, you can put a thin coat on, sleep with it on. During the day, if occasionally you want to put it thick, and then wrap some saran wrap around it, leave it on for an hour or so, and just do that, and it will definitely help. So thank you for that. And let's go down and see what else. Lee from Sydney. Where can I access archives of these teleseminars? Lee, they'll be posted on the aboutclay.com site, and I think they're listed by dates. If you go to aboutclay.com, click on clay information and scroll to the bottom of the page, they should be archived there. Also, if you go to the livingclayco.com website, sign up for the newsletters and the teleseminars. You can sign up for both of those. We will send you notices when the teleseminars are, and as soon as they are archived, we will send you a link where you can go in and listen to them or get any downloadable information. So sign up for these, and for sure you won't be missed. Thank you for that question. All right, let's see. Marilyn in Naperville. Can I take vitamins with liquid clay? Marilyn, you came up on two pages here. We've already done that one. What have you learned about using clay with perimenopause or menopause? What I have learned is clay wants to balance your hormones. I know with a lot of women with PMS, when they start taking the clay, they don't have those anxiety and fluctuations in their hormones. So I don't know if it will stop the menopause reactions going on in your body or what they will do. I would take a cool clay bath if I had, a hot flash, and maybe you woke up in the night and you're laying in a pool of water. Take a cool clay bath, or maybe a warm clay bath. I don't know. I was just thinking a cool one would feel good. Don't get it real hot, and if it won't help cleanse the pores out and relax the body too. So good question there. All right. Let's see what else we have. Claire in Austin. Can clay help with contact dermatitis, and how could I use it? Contact dermatitis. I'm not sure what contact dermatitis is. Any kind of inflammation of the skin, anything with an itis on it is inflammation. Again, the clay, putting it on topically. I've seen all sorts of rashes and outbreaks that clay just clears up in 30 minutes almost. It really does a number on rashes. and because it pulls the heat out and the inflammation out and the excess fluids out, it speeds the healing process. So I would use the cleansing clay mask, the wet mud clay, apply it to the area. You can let it dry and wash it off. If it's a bad outbreak, put it on rather thick. If you need to, cover it in some saran wrap or glad press and seal to keep it in place for an hour or so, then take it off and wash it off, dry it, and maybe go back and if it's still a little bit there, put a thin coat on. And of course, I recommend everybody drink the clay. It just helps your skin condition overall. We just had a wonderful testimony of a lady, and she started drinking the clay and taking the clay facials, and her daughter noticed that she just had a glow about her skin. And she hadn't had but a couple of facials and drinking the clay and noticed it. So it really supports the skin, the digestive system. It's a stimulus when you apply it topically. It just pulls blood flow and circulation to the surface, which we need. Our circulation isn't all that good, and the skin needs its supply of blood. Nutrients are carried in the blood, and oxygen is carried in the blood. So thank you for that question, Claire. Let's see what else. Okay, I'm not seeing any other questions at this moment, but I will keep checking on it. In the meantime, I'll go over and look on the phone. I have quite a few people online today, and I'd like to give you an opportunity, if you have a question, if you would press on your telephone star two, that will signal me on my computer that you have a question. I can click on your link and bring you on with us, and you can share your question or concern, and we'll address them for you all too. The clay baths are beginning to get, okay, I have one from Marianne Gartner. Okay. Marianne, are you on with me?
I sure am. Here's my question. After we mix the clay and it's in a liquid state, how long is it safe to drink that, and would it benefit to keep it longer if we refrigerated?
Okay. You know, when I first started making this, before I sell anything, I like to see what the longevity is. I made 3 bottles of the liquid clay. I put 1 in a dark pantry, 1 in the refrigerator, and 1 sitting on my kitchen cabinet. I waited 3 months, and they were all as fresh as the day I made them. I don't think the refrigerator keeps it any longer. You're pretty much talking about sterilized earth. Volcanic ash is just all the impurities burnt out, and you have this inert material. So unless some bacteria contamination is added to it, there's nothing there to spoil. It doesn't go bad. Now, I've kept clay in a jar where I added water to it. We all know some of the waters have little bits of microbials in it. So I kept a jar of clay for 3 years. Now, it did get thicker over time. It was a glass jar, and the heat, it will dry out over that many years. And when I opened it, after about 3 years, I'd use it occasionally. I just mostly had it for a decorative jar in the bathroom. And I had dipped into it. And after about 3 years, it started getting hard, and it had a slight musty smell. And that's when I knew it wasn't good. So if it still smells fresh and odor-free, it ought to be good to go. And I don't think the refrigerator makes it go any longer. I probably could have left it another 3 months. It would have gone 6 months. May go longer than that. Mine never lasts that long. Sorry, but I keep a 32-ounce jug, and I'm filling it up every week and a half. Of course,
so
I say,
it's the smell that would possibly be an indication that there may be contamination?
Yes, if it starts to smell musty, then you know something's gotten in it that's compromised it.
Mm-hmm. And so at that point, just toss it like in the earth, in the garden or something?
you know, go pour it in and give it to your plants. Don't pour it out.
Garden.
Add a little more water to it and water your house plants or put it in your garden. We had a gentleman who was taking clay baths, and in the wintertime he would take the clay water in buckets and throw it out on the lawn. And the next spring, everywhere he had thrown the clay water, the grass was taller and greener before the dead winter grass had come up in the other parts of the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural fertilizer for plants. Don't ever waste your clay. Oh. Just recycle it.
Thank you, Perry.
Any other questions? Well, thank you, and thank you for tuning in. So do we have any other questions? It's star 2 if you have a question to ask. And while we're talking about that, let's talk about mixing directions. Okay, here I have another question.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, hello.
Oh, okay. All righty. My question is probably a real old one. When you take the clay, it goes through your bowels, it takes the good bacteria out also. Is that correct?
No, it doesn't.
Clay is selective.
It doesn't take all bacteria. It's only looking for your positive charge bacteria.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are the virus, the fungus. That's what I call the baddies.
Yeah. What concerns me is that it seems that sometimes when I'm taking the clay that I tend to get a little bit constipated.
Okay.
Do you think maybe my body's getting too much iron? Or?
No, I don't know exactly what it is. 10% of the people say they get constipated taking clay.
Mm-hmm.
90% say they start having 3 good bowel movements a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens at first with some people is when it's pulling out that old putrefied fecal matter we have lodged in our lower colon, it kind of plugs up the pipes till we get it all cleaned out.
Agreed.
And then clay never dries out. It's slippery when it's wet. If you put clay in a glass jar, a little glass cup, a glass, and swish it around and drink it, you'll notice there's a creamy coating on that glass. And when you try to wash it off, it feels a little bit greasy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you really have to scrub it out because it wants to coat that glass. And if you can't just rinse it out because you'll have a light coating of clay on there.
If I may, what is the easiest solution to try to get it out quicker, to try to get a little help? An extra fiber or some psyllium? Because I'm old, and even though I'm not, you know, drastically overweight, I'm 30 pounds overweight yet. The rest of me is doing real good. So I don't want to get you in trouble here.
I've found the easiest thing is go to your drugstore and get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets. Just the magnesium tablets. Get the 250 milligram. You can take one morning and night. If that doesn't work, take 1.5. You may need a half of one. Just play with it. It's not like a harsh laxative.
Mm-hmm.
It's very mild. We can all use more magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
It takes more magnesium to make our calcium bioavailable.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps.
That'll help push it through if you're getting a little bit thicker because of the toxins then?
For anything, whatever is causing the constipation. I'm one of those. I've been constipated all my life, and maybe my peristalsis muscles just haven't been working.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a tendency to get that way, so I just take the magnesium tablets. I take them every day, and I have no problem at all.
That's something different. The water makes a big difference. I've been using the Kangen water, as a matter of fact. Getting the recommended water makes a difference. But that's a big one for myself and some of the people in this area over here also.
Yeah, and I wish I understood how clay works. It adapts with your body. So some people get constipated and others just rave because they start having 3 good bowel movements a day.
It's probably their body size has something to do with it, you know. We all have areas without the best circulation.
Yes.
One other thing I was going to ask skipped my head. You're just a delight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I really enjoy talking about clay. I appreciate it. And there are no bad questions. There's always someone out there that may have that question and didn't ask it. So I appreciate your support in that and
asking that. Well, I appreciate that because I didn't know that the magnesium would help so much with constipation. I haven't really read that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
I found that from a customer. A customer told me that. I've learned a lot from customers. And I learned how it works and how some people it works for and some people it doesn't work for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On different situations. But, yeah, there's no need suffering. I always tell you to take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. But I like to recommend magnesium because it's not a harsh laxative.
That's just great. I am going to share this information with a lot of people. I thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your question.
Okay. Goodbye.
Have a good day.
I will now.
Okay, good. All right. Let me run back over to the Q&A page and see if we have anything there, any new questions coming up. Yes. Kim in Kalua, Hawaii. How many times a week do you recommend using the clay as a face mask? My concern would be over drying. Mahaloa. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Kim. I'm going to come to Hawaii one of these days. I have some friends there. You know, three times a week if it's dry. The Living Clay Company has a wonderful face mask, face cream that's really good afterwards. It does pull the oils out of your skin, so if you use too much, it might get a drying, particularly in the winter time. Generally, the body will re-secrete new oils pretty rapidly, but there is that little period of time when it's kind of dry, and a good face cream, the Living Clay creams are paraben-free. They're really wonderful, and they all have clay in them. I've had people that even used the Rejuvenation face cream and said it kept their acne away. I like the body cream as well. I use it on my face, and I lavish it on my arms. And, honey, I'm 74 years old, and most people my age have arms that look like crepe paper. And it fluffs out those darn wrinkles on my arms, and my skin feels like velvet. I'm sorry, I'm passionate about the body cream, and I like the citrus green tea. That's my testimonial for the day. So you can use it as often as you like. Now, I noticed this, and you probably will too. Clay seems to stick to, it doesn't want to let go when it's still working. And when I do a clay mask, when I wash it off and I wash my face real good, and when I dry it and I look in the mirror, I still have dried clay around my nose, right around those greasy areas, the oily areas around your nose. It's amazing how it sticks in there, and you really have to wet a wash rag and scrub it loose. I mean, it's still pulling, it's still working. When it gets full and there's nothing there, it'll let go and it comes off easier. But when you have those spots where it won't let go, now you don't want to walk around with clay on your face, but say you have an open wound you're putting it on, and when you wash it off, some clay sticks to some pieces. Just leave it there and put fresh clay on it. When it gets full, it'll let go and it'll be easier to wash off. That's one of the neat things about clay. It fascinates me how it does that. Thank you. Gabby in Torrington, Wyoming. Hey, Gabby. Good to hear from you again. She says, hi, Perry. The husband of a very dear friend had a total knee replacement this morning. How would you suggest clay for his healing? I hope she will be able to listen after this is available for a few days. Thank you so much. Well, Cheryl will send out a notice to let you know when the article is archived and where it is. So if you sign up through those to our newsletter, you'll get that notice, and it will be on aboutclay.com. You know, when he gets out and gets over the worst of it, he's still going to have some swelling. I wouldn't put it right over the stitches right now. It may dissolve the stitches, so I would put it on the back side of his knee, just around on the flesh that's swollen and inflamed. And when he can, when they've removed the stitches, you can put it directly over the incision, and it will heal twice as fast. And it will also reduce the buildup of scar tissue there. Yeah, and when he can, if he could get into a clay bath, to just soak in a good clay bath, that wouldn't hurt anything at all. That would be wonderful. But I'm sure it would be difficult to get down in a bath and to get out once you're in there after you've had that done for a while. It's going to take the stiffness, the swelling, the inflammation that's going to be down in there just from all the rooting around, and speed that healing process. So I always think, if I had an incision and I didn't want to dissolve the stitches, I would put the clay, just outline the area out around from it, because the inflammation spreads out. So that should be very helpful. And like I say, when the stitches get out, he can put the clay all over the whole knee. It's going to feel very cooling, and it takes pain away, so it'll definitely help with that. He's still going to have to get some flexibility back in those muscles, and I'm sure they'll have him with some rehab people to reconnect those muscles and get them working again. Tell him to be patient. Okay, thank you. Good questions. Here's another one. Is it possible for clay to clean out the old black mucoid plaque from the intestines? And if so, how much one would one need to take and accomplish this? Would psyllium be beneficial in this process? In that case, if you know you have it, yes, the psyllium helps scrub out. The only problem with psyllium is it gets the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. So it really strips your gut. If you're using clay and psyllium at the same time, I would get on a good probiotic to help rebuild gut flora back up again. I would drink, 2 ounces 3 times a day if I knew I had that, was trying to get it out. Have you ever had a colonics? Colonics is good for letting go of that. We have a lot of people who give colonics, who put their customers on the clay, drinking the clay for a week or so first, and then have a colonic, and it lets go of all that crap in there much, much easier. Now, not everybody has it, so it could be you have it. It could be you may have skipped. Your digestive system may have pushed it out, and it probably depends on the type of diet you've had all your life. But, yeah, drink that stuff, and use psyllium. If you know you have it, I'd use the psyllium with it. Just take some probiotics. And when you can, take the psyllium out. Once you get past that gunk, and not everybody sees it. I mean, I've been taking it all my life, and I've never seen the long ropey stuff. You see it on the internet, but it's pretty rare. So don't be alarmed if you don't see it. If you've been on clay for a while, you should be pretty clean. Okay? All right. Let's see what else we have here. Denise in Kansas. I have a problem with acne pits on my face from old acne outbreaks. Will the clay face cream or the mask fill these pits? How often should I use it to see results? Denise, I had a young girl like you, and she had these scars, acne scars. Just a beautiful girl with these scars. She started doing the cleansing clay mask, putting the mask on, letting it dry, washing it off, and it leveled those pits out and smoothed her complexion, and it totally changed her looks. So start giving yourself the clay mask. Put the clay mud on your face, let it dry. Wash it off, gently exfoliate it in circular motions as you're washing it off. You can use a good face cream afterwards. I like the Rejuvenation face cream because it has a little more clay in it, and you can use that during the day. That'll keep it from drying out. You can do that daily if you want to. The only problem with daily use is sometimes you get the dry skin. So if you follow up with the face cream, you know, I think you should see results. You'll start seeing results probably within a week, and the longer you use it, the more results you'll get. And good luck with that. I'd love to hear you coming back and raving about it the next time we're on here. And Kim and, okay, I answered that one. Okay, these are great today. Checking to see if we have any more coming in. You know, every time I get off the Q&A page, I turn around and before I get off the phone, there was another question on its way, but I'm hitting refresh and nothing is coming up. So hopefully I've got the questions. If I haven't, if your email address is attached, I will answer it. And if your email address isn't attached, I'll save the question for our next session and address it then. Again, anyone on the phone, we're a little over time, but I'm always willing and love to take questions. All right, I do have another question first from Rick Gordon. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Okay, I did ask one question, but I was thinking of another.
Uh-huh.
It's probably an old question. Do the people with septic tanks need to be concerned about clay baths interrupting their flow?
Excellent question. There's an article about that, and we had a gentleman who built septic tanks and said there's no problem as long as the clay is in the liquid form. Now, if you have lumps of clay, if you sprinkle the clay in your water and it has lumps in it, you don't want the lumps to go down. But as long as it's in a liquid state, it's fine. And he said it's not going to hurt your septic tank. It won't get your lateral lines. And it's perfectly safe for it. And we've had some people with older plumbing that says it actually they don't have to have the plumber out twice a year like they used to.
Oh, my. And
so,
one other?
Excellent. Uh-huh.
To add on to the bath, what do you recommend amount, please, for detox bath?
You know, for just a general bath, I recommend a 1 cup clay. It's amazing what 1 cup will do in your bath. And I like to put it in the blender and get it real smooth and liquid. And I've even heard of results, a lady that had migraine headaches, and all she had was a half a cup of clay left, and she fixed herself a bath. And she said in 15 minutes her migraine headache was gone, and they're usually all-day affairs. So, you know, we don't know exactly. It depends on what you're dealing with. If you know you have a lot of toxins and heavy metals, if you have a lot of arthritis and achy joints, you may want to take a 2-cup bath. But try 1 cup, see the kind of results you get. If you feel like you need more, you can always add more.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And let's see, I have another question here from Mary Ann Gartner. Mary Ann, are you on the line?
Sure am, Perry. My question is, can the clay in the dry state or the liquid state either be added to food that is before baking or in cooking?
Yes. In fact, there are recipes, I believe on the About Clay site, there are lots of recipes. We had a lady that worked with us for a while, and she had 4 children and boys, and she couldn't get them to eat the clay, so she started experimenting. She even made pizza dough with clay in the pizza dough. You just kind of cut your flour down, and you don't want to use so much that it's gritty. And some of her recipes are there for brownies and cookies, and it goes good in stew. It kind of thickens the juice a little bit. You can add it to cream cheese, making the cream cheese roll-ups. It's great in smoothies. You can just add the dry powder, and you have so much liquid that you don't need to make the liquid to add to it. Just add the dry powder into a smoothie. Now, you may notice your smoothie gets a little bit thicker, so you may want to add some more water to your cookie. It would take 900 degrees centigrade, 500 to 900 degrees centigrade, to break down the minerals in clay. So our baking is not a problem.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Good question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other questions? Star 2 if you have a question. And if not, I'm going to call it a wrap. It's been great. I'm going to go out there and see if my world's on fire. I want to be on fire with joy and happiness and love and laughter and take your clay. Don't forget to take it. You know it doesn't work if you don't put it in you or on you. And I never sell clay. I just share clay. And people are so amazed at the results that they become clay disciples too. Thank all of you for listening in. My goal is to grow this seminar and to really reach out and help people understand clay. And I'm grateful for your tuning in and taking the time. Thank you and have a wonderful week. This is Perrier signing out.